Hello, welcome back to another episode of my Lifeline with Bella podcast. I'm Bella. Happy International Women's Day to you all. To all the queens out there, we should celebrate ourselves every day. Love you all. Well, today I'm gonna discuss about the state of Nigeria. What is actually happening in this country? The tribal war that is actually happening on Instagram and Twitter. Like, seriously, a week ago, Twitter was so toxic that I almost deleted my app. Why? Because of the tribal war that was actually happening online. Why? Because of this election. Guys, please don't allow this election to destroy your relationships and friendship. Please, I beg you, in the name of God, if you actually worship God, please listen to me. If you actually don't, like, if you don't even worship God, please listen to me. Like, don't allow this election to destroy your friendships and relationships. Please, I beg you. A lot of things are actually happening. People from the south hate people from the north. People from the north are actually getting critics from people from the east. People from the east hate people from the north. People from the north hate people from the east. What is actually happening to us? Because the candidate we want is not actually the winner. Why should we actually impose our choices on other people? Everybody is actually entitled to his own decision. People, like, God created us to actually have the right to decide what's best for us as human beings. I really, really don't like the state we are in right now. I just hate all these things that is actually happening. We should love each other. We are one people, one nation. Why are we actually hating each other? Because of this election. Why are we allowing this election to destroy us? The politicians are actually friends. Why are we allowing these politicians or politics? Let me just say, why are we allowing politics to destroy our friendships, our relationships, our long-time friendship, our long-time union? Like, this election is very, very toxic. A lot of people that actually want as a particular person to win, because that person did not win, are actually being toxic right now. A lot of people that actually have the candidate, like their candidate won this election, are also being toxic. Why are we hating on each other? It's really, really disgusting how Twitter is so toxic right now. Like, a week ago, you cannot even go on Twitter, because your mental health will be affected because of the insults people receive, because of the insult people give each other. Like, people insult each other like goats and animals. I'm sorry to say that even animals have feelings. Excuse me, animals have feelings because they are living beings. I just don't know what's wrong with people. People, like, tend to go crazy because their choice is not what actually happened. Like, what they wish to happen did not happen. So they try to turn it around the table. They try to, like, paint people black. Like, paint people bad. Like, put people in the bad light because their choice was not actually the thing that ruled or something. I just don't know how to put the English. A lot of people from the north, they're saying that their eyes are open because of this election. A lot of people from the east, they are saying that their eyes are actually open because of this election. A lot of people from the south are saying their eyes are open because of this election. Let me just say, celebrities, politicians, and bloggers have a major role in dividing us. Most especially the bloggers, they are actually with the major people that actually want people not to be in peace. They are actually making a lot of posts to drive traffic so that people will like their posts, so that people will actually follow them. Most especially this person that actually called the northern people cows. Yes, he's trying to impress people from the east, and so that they will hate people from the north more. And he actually succeeded somehow. And another vlogger from the north, they're actually posting bad things about people from the east, so that people from the north will hate people from the east. And he actually also succeeded. I just don't know. I don't understand why all the hate because of this election. The politicians are friends. Why are you trying to destroy your friendship because of this election? That's the question. We should not hate each other. Like, I graduated from a unity school, my high school, Federal Government College, and I love my Christian friends. I love, like, most of my friends I have are not actually Muslims. Yes, I only have one Muslim friend. And the rest of my friends are Christians. They can testify to that. They know me. I'm not a biased person. I am not a partial person. I love everybody equally. I don't hate against anybody. I don't hate against any race. I don't hate against any religion. Like, I actually embrace other people's. I'm very open-minded when it comes to religion, races, culture, and everything. I want to learn new things. I'm open to learning a lot because I want to be in a peaceful place with a lot of people. I don't want anybody to feel unwanted in a place. Yes, that's just how my life is. I just don't know why they hate. Why are we hating each other because of this election? There's an upcoming election, a governorship election that is happening this weekend. I pray that that election will happen in harmony, no violence of any act. I just pray so, and I will eventually agree with the results. Even if it is not who I want to win, I will agree with that. And I urge other people to actually have a peaceful mind. Just go with the flow. Eventually, the person that you want to win one day, that person will win. And please just stop trying to impose your belief on other people. Other people are different. Like, a lot of people have their... People are entitled to their own choices. Stop trying to impose your choice on a person that is different from you. Don't judge other people just because they sin differently. Who are you to judge other people? Who are you to criticize other people? Who are you to call other people illiterate? Who are you to call other people cows? Like that southern blogger actually posted that all northerners are cows. What he posted actually affected me so well, because I look up to him. Before, I look up to him. I thought he was not biased, he was not partial, but because of that election, he actually showed that he hates people from the north, and he made other people hate people from the north. But because of this election, a lot of people that used to hate people from the north actually lost at loving people from the north. Yes, we are very accommodating. We are very nice. We are so nice people. And yes, there's the other day that I saw this northern blogger made a post about this man. He's a politician. I just don't know his name. Even if I know, I'm not gonna say it, because I don't want anything to happen. I just don't want anything. The man said in the video that if he actually likes... There's this Almajris that actually beg on the street. Say if any Almajri approach him, he's gonna kill them or poison the food and give it to them so that they will die. He wants to end all people from the north. Why? Because the person he wanted to win the election did not win. So what's the fault of the children, even though it's their parents' fault for actually abandoning them and actually pushing them to the street to beg? How can a young child beg for his food while you are sitting at home, be relaxed and doing nothing about it? What do you expect people to say about you? Yes, people tend to generalize things. So people actually generalize a lot of northerners. Like, they associate a lot of people from the north with those almajiris. That's just what I'm going to say. Please, please, people from the north are very nice. People from the south are so nice. People from the east are so very nice. Please let us not hate and like, please let us not hate on each other. It's not worth it. This election is not worth it for us to lose our long-term relationship, long-term friendship. Please, please, it's not worth it. It is not worth it. A lot of things have been happening on Twitter, most especially. I'm just saying this all over and all over again. Twitter was the main place. We were so toxic. That was so toxic between the last 7 days because of this election. And now there's an upcoming election this weekend. A lot of things have been happening, which I can actually say so that people will not accuse me for saying wrong things or it's a rumor. I am not sure of what I saw. It's just a rumor, so I'm not gonna believe what I saw until I see it on, like, people actually act on it. Until I see it on action or in action, which one is the English? Anyone, like, I hope you understand what I mean, Sha. So we just see what will happen this upcoming gubernatorial election. May the best candidate win. Please, I beg you again. I beg you. Please don't hate another person just because that person is different. Like, is a different religion than you, different tribe or different ethnicity. We are all one. Why are we hating on each other? I just don't see the actually why we even hate each other because of this election. I just don't understand. Nigeria is such a tribalistic country, and it's also ruled by hatred for each other's religion, which I hate. That's one thing I hate about this country. A lot of Nigerians are very, very tribalistic. People from the east, people from the south, people from the north. Like, why the racism? Why are we hating on each other? Why? We are all one. One Nigeria, one nation. United we stand, divided we fall. Why are we hating on each other because of this goddamn election? Please, let us not hate on each other. Let us love each other unconditionally. It's not, this election is not worth losing our friendship for or relationship for a very long time. Like, I've seen a lot of people that actually break ties with a lot of their friends because of this election. It's really not worth it. A lot of people from the north, they are saying that their eyes are open. A lot of people from the south, they are saying that their eyes are open. A lot of people from the east, they are saying that their eyes are open. So, why are they saying this? We are actually promoting hate amongst each other. I just hope everything will be fine. Eventually, the person, like the president-elect, will do a lot of things that people do not expect him to do. Like, a lot of things that are happening right now is really scary. I just hope everything will be fine eventually. People will accept what is happening, and we should not try to impose our choice on other people. Everybody is entitled to his own decisions. People just don't tend to understand, most especially people in this Nigeria. They just like forcing their decision on other people. I just don't understand. A lot of people from the north are entitled to their own decision. People from the south are entitled to their own decision. People from the east are entitled to their own decision. Christians are entitled to their own decision. Muslims, they're entitled to their own decision. Everybody is entitled to his own decision. Everybody has the right to take his own personal decision. Nobody should be forced to do anything. Please don't actually involve yourself in any illegal act of violence, please, because of this election, is not worth it. We should love each other like the way it used to be before. Nigeria was so united. We love each other. We give each other respect. We value each other. We listen to each other. But I just don't understand what's happening now. What is really happening? We should love each other. That's the best thing that can happen to us. It's the best thing that will eventually happen to us. We should love each other, please, please. Because of this election, upcoming election, no violence, no violence of any such, please. No tribal war on Twitter or Instagram. Please, bloggers should be careful while posting all these sort of things. You are creating hate among people, which is really, really disgusting. Please stop doing that. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. All this tribalistic war, I just hate it. That's why I'm always on YouTube watching videos and going to sleep and mind my own business and praying that everything will be alright, because YouTube will never be toxic like Twitter and Instagram. It's just weird. It's so weird that everywhere was so toxic last 7 days because of this goddamn election. We all have the right to vote. We all have the right to make our own decisions. So why are we imposing our decision on other people? I just wish the best for us. May the election be successful. No violence, no nothing, so that we get on with our lives. Our life will continue to be in the normal way. No violence, hopefully, everything will be fine. So I'm just gonna stop, like put a stop right now. Good luck to everybody. Good luck to all the politicians. Congratulations to the people that were elected. So I'm just gonna say goodbye right now. Goodbye. Please follow me on my other social media handle, on my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I will leave my link tree down below, and I also have a two YouTube channel actually. So if you're interested, follow me down there. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. Happy International Women's Day to you all, to all the queens out there. Love you all, my sister, my mother, my friends, my every, like a lot of queens out there. You rock. Love you all. Bye bye.